You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do. Perfect.
Let's go. See, now you can't, if you're just listening, you can't see, but you might have heard there was a little bit of a reverb at the end, and that is because Christian's beautiful, luscious, soul glow afro was just bouncing and shaking.
Okay. All right. My hair got rhythm. All right.
It was doing a cumbia, you know?
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. And I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Okay. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show live on Twitch, everybody.
It's also the gulliest.
Okay, what is that? Indigestion? That's like, what was that?
I was listening to Pop Smoke before. You know?
That's right. On El Twitch, yes, that's right.
Martin.
Join us every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, live on eltwitch.com.
Very different from Twitch. We're the only thing on eltwitch.com.
Okay, as it should be. You know, all these other channels out here really just making it more difficult for people to find us.
It's like we're on Peacock. You gotta find out. Hey, where is it? Oh, this one's on ESPN? Yeah,
come on. Make this simpler, bro.
Jesus! I want a soccer button on my TV.
That's right. HD Mike said .com, all right?
.com.
That's right.
You know what I was thinking about before? The first time, I think I've said this on the show before, but like, you know, Celino and Barnes gets like all the street cred for being like the New York law firm that advertised everywhere. But for us who grew up listening to Spanish radio and Spanish TV, Throman y Glaser. That was our guys.
Yes. I believe it's just Celino now.
Well, right? Barnes died. They broke up, and then Barnes died in a helicopter accident or a plane accident.
It's
when I was a kid,
because I saw there have been I forgot who it was. There was a comic that posted a joke like they broke, like Celino and Barnes broke up. Like, what's up with that? Not knowing that the dude died.
Hilarious.
Like, the joke. It's like it's so wildly insensitive because they don't know what the hell's going on.
What could have caused them to do that? If you don't know, it's a law firm, and on Spanish radio, they used to advertise all the time, and it would say, Throman y Glaser, Throman y Glaser. Yo, first like week in sales, I'm in a big elevator in Midtown, and I look up, and it has like the little things that would light up as to all the different companies that are in there at the top of the elevator, and one of them said Throman and Glaser Associates. And I look up, and I was like, Throman and Glaser? I'm like, oh, that's almost like Throman and Glaser. That's the moment I realized it was two people's names with an E in the middle. It's Throman y Glaser sounded like one word. It's like one syllable in Spanish.
Okay, that's just one guy. Clearly, you know how Latinos have like 40 names.
And
weird
Juan Pablo Throman Glaser.
I mean, the OG for me definitely is Dr. Zizmore.
Oh, Dr. Zizmore. Thank you, Dr. Zizmore. That's the shit.
I mean, look, obviously people in the chat this is very New York-centric conversation, right? So you may have not know what we're talking about.
If you follow New York Nico on Instagram, like everyone else apparently does, you know who Celino and Barnes are now. We're giving you the underground. They didn't go mainstream like Celino and Barnes.
Colobanco said, why don't I show up in the chat? Oh, no, you do, right? Okay.
All right.
Just in case. All right.
We could see you in the chat. All right. There's a show happening here. We're going to talk about soccer. I promise you, a lot has happened. If you are listening and you want to be a part of the chat, all you got to do is go to eltwitch.com.
That's all you got to do. I just want to mention, Nick Lays just said, I met Dr. Zizmore once at a fundraiser, thought his skin wasn't that great.
Yo, remember his advertisement was on the subway. The dude had trash skin.
Oh, hilarious. Shouts to us and Chomp Chomp are the winners for the emotes. Okay, I'll get working on that.
All right.
Hello, everybody. There's more people trickling in here on Twitch. People, if you're listening to the podcast, thank you again. A lot to cover. Should we start with... you want to start with the Premier League?
EFL Cup. No one cares about it. It's not important. Okay, we didn't want to win anyway.
Well, the game just ended a couple moments ago. The Everton against Manchester United. Good game.
It was up until like the 88th minute
when Cavani. Cavani'd and brought, you know, did what he was brought in to do. Everton,
Cavani lo acabó. I mean, we're teaching you so much Spanish.
this was a game I didn't even think Everton would be close in this game. They ended up losing 2-0. The score line makes it seem like they were like dominated. They really were not. But the beginning of the game, the pressure from Manchester United was just like way too much. But the fact that Everton were able to like prevent any kind of mistakes and make it to the 88th minute without having given up a goal was still pretty impressive. It took an amazing goal to finally actually give one up.
Well, I didn't get a chance to see the first like 30 minutes of the game. Did Cavani start?
Cavani did start. Yeah.
How did he? Someone put Mina versus Cavani. How was it? Because it looked like by the time I started watching, I'm like, oh, they're going at it. These two are trying to figure each other out. It was like a boxing match without throwing punches.
I want to play this because I saw somebody share this. This was...
And I just want to read Crimson Pizza put something that I think is true. He put, I agree with Alexis. EFL Cup is irrelevant unless Arsenal win. Then it's the most prestigious cup in the win trophy in England. Absolutely true.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, dude.
I want to bring up the... let me just bring up the... What is this?
Colo Blanco put it in there. It's Parceros.
Okay.
Oh, Parceros, yes. United. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I just found it. So apparently, Cavani, he was... it looked like when I was watching it live, it looked like he put his fingers inside Mina's mouth.
That's what it looks like to me.
That's what it looks like to me.
Mina bit down on the way to the ground.
this is it. It's like, oh, he has it on his chin.
I mean, COVID, bruh. You ain't allowed to touch your own face, never mind my man's.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he clearly...
You put that shit full screen?
It was too small to see, right? You couldn't see it.
Damn, son.
Look, have you watched Jimmy Conrad's stream? He plays full-on goals, like straight-up highlights like it's, Sky Sports, dude. He goes nuts. Oh, my God, die. Thank you for the...
Did you see what she wrote?
No.
Or he wrote? Oh, my God, die. Put flip the cam. That's part of his subscription.
Wait, flip the cam meaning like go to Nutmeg.
Go to Nutmeg cam, yeah. Like quit chatting, my G's.
Ain't interested in what you guys got to say. So Nutmeg, I believe, is done with the fish. Oh, no.
Nope. He's reaching for it. Y'all put CBD in that joint?
he's stretched out. We're talking now about getting a bigger bed for him because he's
huge now.
Yeah. Well, he definitely doesn't. It's so crazy. I was watching a clip of the first like week when he was here and I was like kicking the soccer ball around and I'm like, how the hell do dogs grow so fast? Like it's just like it's just absolutely insanely fast where from like one you put them to sleep at night and they wake and you wake up and you're like, what just happened? You were
Did it hurt?
Crimson Pizza, thank you for the sub as well. Yes, appreciate it.
Best showing on Twitch. Thank you very much.
Good, the only one also. But...
Imagine we didn't win them. That would have been rough.
the only one. All right. Nicolay said, they are CBD brownies for dogs. We use them to calm ours down when there's thunder or fireworks. But brownies usually have chocolate in them, right? You're not supposed to give dogs chocolate, so I hope there's...
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not a chocolate brownie. Maybe it's a blondie?
Okay, I just want to clarify, because I'm almost sure Nick Lage is abusing his dog.
Yeah, I didn't know shit about dogs. I was trying to get my friend's dog at a housewarming party, and the dog was just annoying the shit out of me. So I'm like, I'm going to give him a chicken wing. And everyone was like, no. And I was like, what? And they're like, oh, they can't because chicken bones, the dogs could bite through it, and apparently it kills them. I didn't know. So I poured a beer on top of its head to get it away from me. Not the whole thing. I just poured a little bit of beer, and it was like, and it hated me, and it walked away. And I was like, see? I got rid of it.
Nick said, it's not a real brownie. Just, no, we get it stoned when we need to sleep.
Yeah. Duh. He's just hitting bong rips into his dog's face. I'm going to say brownie, though.
Okay, so continuing on this this match. So Cavani, it looked like he put his fingers in his mouth, but it was just also, I don't even understand. Like, they weren't even... There wasn't
but they're battling all game, right? Like that's part of it. They're both from South America. That's okay down there. Ain't no rules.
It's like kissing on each cheek. It's whatever.
So you slip a couple fingers in the guy's mouth.
Okay, that's how I welcome people into my home.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, y'all don't want a carnival?
No, but it didn't seem like throughout the game that that Cavani and Mina were really getting into any sort of tiff or any that it kind of came out of nowhere. That's really why it was kind of shocking.
And I think the reason you're saying that is because it wasn't a very physically obvious tiff, but you could tell that they were sort of battling between the two of them. Like, I'm going to go this way, and then, I'm going to cover. It was like a – you could tell that
– You mean like just playing soccer and defending against
– No, but you could tell Mina
attacker.
Was like, I'm not going to let you – know what I mean? Like, my whole goal of this match is to make sure you don't – and it was like – it was a great competition. It reminded me of like the old Patrick Vieira – style of you my dude, I'm not going to let you do shit this whole match.
Yeah, look, in this game, just Everton didn't have the quality of, up front to be able to score against Manchester United. They Manchester United, at the very least, I know during the beginning of the year, it was Ali out and we don't, they need to be better and all this other stuff. But I've seen, I've seen maybe 6 or 7 Manchester United matches this season. This seemed like their best game. I mean, as far as everybody was just on point, they were first to every ball. Everton, I'm surprised they didn't score in those first 30 minutes. They were really, really good. I thought Pogba was great. Fernandes was unreal. And for Everton to hold off as long as they did was impressive enough to me. So Manchester United fans, I know they're week to week and we get frustrated but they're looking pretty good, right?
They got a game in hand in the Premier League, not in the EFL Cup. In the Premier League, they got a game in hand. If they win that, they're in second place. So, with 29 points. I mean, if you look at the one thing I'm impressed with, Ole, is the fact that the dude hasn't shook him all of the pressure that was put on him a couple matches ago. It hasn't shook him how the media has gone after most of his players. Even the ones that have played well, like Rashford, for all the other things he's done outside of playing 90 minutes each week. It seems like all of those things would normally rattle a club, and maybe a new manager wouldn't know how to handle it, Arteta. You know what I mean? And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has kind of been kind of kept his head straight, kind of kept his nose down on his own papers. You know what I mean? He seems to have plugged along, and here we are, and they're almost in second place. And weeks ago, we were saying they were the worst team, goes to show Arsenal, there's a chance.
Anything is possible. We'll get to Arsenal in a moment, because I do want to
talk
about...
Do we have to?
I do want to talk about Mikel Arteta's recent comments, because they've been... absolutely surreal, but
I haven't even read them or saw them. That's how disconnected from Arsenal I want to be right now.
Do you think so? So some people are saying that Cavani should have gotten a red card for that, to hands to the face.
I agree,
but there is no VAR in. There's only VAR in the semifinal and final of
which is so
the
stupid,
EFL Cup, which is dumb or whatever, but.
But sometimes two players will touch foreheads, you know what I mean? Like that stupid thing, like the showdown, like they'll put their heads down. That's considered red cards, but trying to claw a dude in the mouth isn't, you know what I mean?
So look, and some, I think whether he got a red or not, I mean, that wasn't the difference in the game. Like they were, an egregious, absolutely ridiculous thing that he did? In my opinion, no. I mean, it was dumb, but it didn't. It wouldn't have. essentially, Everton needed to be better, and they very much were not. And that's just the scenario. Even James is injured. The one thing I do want to talk about, Richarlison didn't have the best of games. I'm getting kind of frustrated with Richarlison not offensively. He's making like little mistakes and not really.
He's always been that guy. He shows flashes of brilliance, but he's not consistent at all.
Yeah, I just think, you know what? Frankly, I feel like he's a good defender, and I almost feel like he's defending too much. Like he's wasting his energy defending rather than going forward. Because Iwobi he's not doing much going forward. Somebody has to kind of take that responsibility.
Did you ever hear the quote from Carlo Ancelotti when he was talking about Roberto Carlos? When he had him at, I believe it was AC Milan or Inter? It might have been Inter. I can't remember right now for some reason. He said that Roberto Carlos came to him and said, by the way, I'm not doing all that defending. If you want me in the team, it's to score goals. That's why you brought me here.
Yeah.
I don't have the legs to go back and defend anymore. So it's up to you. If I'm going in, I'm just going to score goals. If not, if you need me to defend, I'm not going in.
And the man is literally a defender. He plays a defensive position. Well,
but what you would call it? He goes, maybe it wasn't Roberto Carlos. Who was it?
I mean,
it was Ronaldo. It was Fat Ronaldo.
Okay.
So he said, I'm here to score.
Just say R9. I mean,
everyone knows. Brazilian Ronaldo.
People tend to gain weight after, after they're done playing.
What do you mean after, buddy? I've been my whole life. I'm allowed to say you're not.
We don't say Fat Maradona. He's just Maradona.
Yeah, we do. We said Fat Elvis. We say Fat Maradona. And this was in the end of his career. So he was already big. He was like, I'm not doing all that defending. And the announcer goes, what'd you do? He goes, put him in the game. He's here to score goals. He's like, at least he told me who he was, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like Richarlison needs to do the same thing and be like, yo, fam.
Crimson Pizza said, hey, we need fat representation.
Yeah, thank you,
Yes, because fat people love being called fat before you say their name.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, y'all do it anyway.
This is the representation you had asked for.
Let us have one dude, Polanco. You know how proud we were that there was a fat guy in the league?
Oh, my goodness. So, So I lost my train. I forgot what we were. So the game in general.
Richarlison, you were talking about. How he's annoying.
Yeah, look, the Manchester United, main thing, they're very good. And the, the beginning of the season is not where they are right now. So there's definitely a lot more, I think optimism and hopefully less people are, wanting Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to lose his job so quickly. Devil's Advocate TV, thank you so much for the follow. Very much appreciate it. Do you want to talk about the Arsenal? It was Arsenal Man City, right?
I mean, what is there to talk about? We were completely destroyed. I really didn't see the quote from Arteta.
Look, good thing I have it ready, locked and loaded, good to go.
I'm having internet problems. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Obviously Arsenal, was it 4-1? That was the one goal from Lacazette, which I thought was a great goal. The header, but the mistake. I mean, really, this is when it fell apart. The mistake, the free kick from Riyad Mahrez. And who's this? Runnerson?
Runnerson, the backup goalkeeper. Should be the fourth string goalkeeper.
He had a howler. And it was a free kick. The ball went right to him. He had it in his hands, popped out, and it went in.
Here's the problem. He played pretty well. He made like four mistakes. And that's the problem. Every mistake a goalkeeper makes typically leads to a goal.
Yeah. So the main issue is that Arsenal cannot stop losing, right? And we also
can't score goals.
Everton also defeated Arsenal in the Premier League over the weekend.
Again, why are we talking about all of this?
That game was, Everton did what they had to do. Goal from Mina, and it was a known goal from Rob Holding, our homie. We took a photo with him, and that day I was like, yo, in that next Everton Arsenal fixture, you know what you got to do, bro.
Take it down a notch, will you?
He was like, oh, I got you, fam. We good.
He's like, no problem, homie.
So They're not doing well right now. And then and Mikel Arteta is after every game when the whistle blows. I'm at the beginning of games. I'm just like, man, I just want to see Arteta just a little happy. I hope it works out a little bit. And this was so these were the comments. It says last year.
Oh, I did see this. This is so stupid.
Last year, we won against Everton with a 25% chance of winning. You win 3-2. Last weekend, it was 67% chance of winning any Premier League game in history and a 9% chance of losing, and you lose. 3% against Burnley, and you lose. 7% against Spurs, and you lose. So he is pulling out literally all the stats.
He tried to confuse you.
literally whatever betting sponsor is sponsored this data. He is using all of it to try to explain. He's trying to mathematically rationalize why Arsenal are losing, or that these statistics can't be explained. Everyone else is saying, all the stats are saying that we're supposed to win this game, and we're not. So
he's trying to say like it isn't because the players are playing badly, and it isn't my fault. It's look, we had a 32% chance of winning and we lost. We had a 65% chance of winning and we lost. And it's like, yeah, you suck. You suck. Who's doing the stats? Who's making these? He's like, who's putting these numbers out?
It's like, who is the source? What are you talking about?
I think your TI-86 is broken, my G.
Look, all I see is boobs when you turn it over. You turn the calculator over. What are you doing, man?
Which is cool. But I'm not complaining about it.
I'll be honest. You're the coolest kid in class. And I'm glad I sit next to you.
I fucks with this calculator, bro. But it's not giving me the right... Next week, our percentage of winning is boobs.
Oh, my God. That was African TV said, 60% of the time, I win every time. Yeah, that's basically what he's doing. And this was interesting because I think, I want to say it was Taylor Twellman that had retweeted this and said, like, that basically, like, how ridiculous of a statement this is. Like, imagine if Bob Bradley, when he was at Swansea, said this. How would he be treated by the media? And for the I'll give there are people that are like, yo, Arteta, the club is falling apart. That you cannot be saying this right now.
Right.
So he is getting some heat for it, but it is kind of strange. For it makes me think about what he obviously came from Man City. He was obviously the assistant to Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, hold on, Board Martin, but. Lowercase a, capital T-E-T-A, Arteta, because we said boobs.
Well done. Well done. Okay. See, that's why we have a Twitcher, right? That's why it exists.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. That is fucking great.
Obviously, if people do not understand the joke, if they don't speak Spanish,
Google teta.
It means tit. I mean, it's not. We're not going too far. I don't think we'll get banned for
but
the word.
But we said boobs. It's just great. They did a an interview. Speedy Mormon did an interview with Rowdy Rebel. It was his first interview since coming home. Did you see it?
No. You mentioned who's a Rowdy Rebel?
Yeah.
That's
like Bobby Shmurda's
Bobby
boy.
Shmurda, one of those guys. Yeah. Okay.
So but he was the one. He did that song Computers. It's just a great song. They were both rappers. whatchamacallit, they asked him, they go, what's the first meal you ate when you came home? And he goes, Toto. And I spit my coffee out. I was like, oh, I haven't heard that since high school, you know?
I mean, you know, the slice shop is right there.
Damn.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay. SVox99 said, I'm sorry I'm late and distracted by the hair presentation by CP. I feel like I'm watching the 70s show, especially when y'all get to laughing. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's They used to do that spinning camera joint.
You know what's interesting is somebody on Fubo, on Fubo's YouTube channel, Fubo Sports Network, somebody commented on one of the videos that we did, and somebody said, both these guys are clearly high or something like that or whatever. And so that just sort of reminded me of that. Like, we don't get too many comments on YouTube, but it's always like people who just, are like either annoyed by us or don't understand what we do, or they just people that when they first, I think, you know, have comedians in this in their like soccer world, they're like, whatever, who are these clowns? All right, this is not what
people used to think. We were high all the time when we started doing this, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, we got comments on our iTunes and everything. Like, yo, you guys definitely smoking bowls before this. And I was like, neither one of us really smoke.
Yeah, not a huge fan. Okay. The all right. What else? What's next? What should we go to?
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break up with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last, during quarantine, huh? Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, we are. There's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's like
booty pick, booty pick, booty pick sandwich.
Sam, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, homewrecker.
Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Even though we just talked about it.
Exactly. But, you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any level. You can join. You can give like $5, $10. You can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like, you know, merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining. And it definitely helps the show grow so we can do a bunch of other fun things. You know, in 2021, when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So
plus you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining, stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now.
I mean, we talked about Everton versus Arsenal. I think at the end of the day, I think it's not even, what's the point of even talking about beating Arsenal? You know what I mean?
Well, look, they are what? They're currently in 15th place. And I get, you know, this is the main thing, is that I know that, you know, Alexis is an Arsenal fan. I'm an Everton fan. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want the show every week to be about both our teams either struggling or succeeding.
No, but I mean, it just so happens that Arsenal right now is what everyone's talking about. Normally, I mean, by pointing and laughing, you know, this is the first show I've heard talking about Arsenal that wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't laugh at it.
Look, Arsenal at 15th place with 14 points is, y'all are in a bad place.
We're closer to relegation than we are the top four, or 10th, actually, than 10th.
Yeah.
Which is embarrassing.
It's not great. I mean, I don't expect... I saw something that... I forgot what the odds were, speaking of statistics, of like how many... or how likely it was that Arsenal was going to get relegated. Somebody asked... who asked? How many games are left this season? That's Fox 99. So it's a 38... there's 38 matches of...
we're just about halfway done.
Yeah, yeah. So the... But the fact that Arsenal is, I don't expect them to get relegated, right? That it would be, look at Sheffield United. I mean, we mentioned this before. How is Sheffield United so bad? It's really crazy how they were literally like a 10th place, 9th place.
If only
team.
There were two other teams like that, it would guarantee Arsenal wouldn't get relegated.
Surprise, Leeds being at 14th is a bit of a surprise as well. They took a really bad loss to Manchester United.
They've already talked about bringing in defenders, and Leeds needs it. My only issue is how long of a learning curve is it to figure out Bielsa's system. You know what I mean? It's not like you could buy somebody and plug them right in.
Yeah. The comments after the game, Bielsa was simply like, "We're not going to change the way we play." So
he's not. It's his only magic trick. If you ain't impressed by it, he's like, "I hope you like the music I picked."
You know? But you're gonna end up with these really, really bad losses. Like I mean, I'm sure he has.
He's okay with that as long as, you know, the team plays his style. If they're just gonna keep developing and learning that style, and eventually they're gonna get better players. I think he understands. Like, look, it's a high risk, high reward style of play. But it's what he's known for, and it's what he's been known for his whole life. He taught other people how to do it. Pochettino comes from that system. The greatest coach of all time, Sampaoli, comes from that system.
Okay.
Imagine Arteta gets fired and Sampaoli comes in as the Arsenal manager, and they go Sampaoli up against Bielsa.
Okay, yes, the Jedi Master and the Padawan or whatever.
Yeah, Padawan, dude.
Powder wine, correct, yes. Yeah. there's been a the results of the weekend. Obviously Liverpool's back in first place. They played we should talk about that. They played Crystal Palace. And they won 7-0. Every time I see a 7-0 scoreline, it really is triggering. I don't like it.
Same here. All of a sudden, but it used to be only 8-2.
How? I mean, even for Crystal, like, look, if you're a Premier League team, you can't be losing like this, even to the champions. 7-0 is really, really bad. I mean, as far as, you know, we see the complaints about, like, you know, in either other leagues, or people make the comparison when they see scorelines like these in women's soccer, or like they're always like, oh, they're not good, or this is like, oh, the quality or whatever and all this other stuff. But when you see stuff like this, I'm like, this is just soccer. This is just everywhere. Yeah. This is football. This happens everywhere. You have some absolutely awful team, but with Crystal Palace losing 7-0 to, I mean, the expectation has to be higher, right? Like, we were talking last week about
the only thing is, but that's not really an example of who Crystal Palace is, though. That's just they got figured out. You know what I mean? Like, something was off, and the other team was able to exploit it. That's all it was.
Well, we were talking about last week about like old English managers, right? Like Roy Hodgson is the manager for Crystal Palace, and it's like, yeah, I would rather have Jurgen Klopp, a nice, lively Alexis. What happened?
What the
to
hell
camera?
Happened?
Alexis's camera went out, but my there it is. Okay, my main point was what's going on with your camera? Anyway, my main point. Hopefully, while Alexis fixes this, my main point is
the hell's going on
that I would rather have a lively young Jurgen Klopp over an old English manager at the moment, because it ends up with results like that. What's up with your camera?
I don't know. I think it's good right now.
Okay. All right. Everybody in the chat, send some positive energy for Alexis.
This damn hub is so sensitive.
You got a new USB hub. Right?
It's the same one. I just moved it to the other side, but ever since it's been so sensitive.
Nick Clay said,
"I think I broke it."
No Tubin moments. No Jeffrey Tubin.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not wearing pants, but you can't see that.
SFox99 said, "When Jimmy Conrad gets his A license, where do you see him coaching?" That's an interesting question.
I can't imagine him coaching at all. Although he was really good with that
Glens.
Yeah, the Glens. That's a great question. Someone gave me a red card. What I got a red card for?
Fix your camera, bro.
I'm not touching it, dude. It's so sensitive.
That'd be interesting. I mean, look, it first makes me think that the only thing Jimmy can coach is, you know, on FIFA. That'll be the first. He's an expert there. It'd be interesting if Jimmy Conrad got really into, you know, maybe coaching, maybe a team in MLS. Who knows? It'd be interesting.
That would be dope. I'd love to see him
from a hit YouTube channel to coaching.
I'd love to see him somewhere the Ford Madison or something cool like that.
Yeah.
Or, yo, he's right by Oakland Roots.
Interesting. All right. Look at that. We're trying to figure it out.
Teach him how to ghost ride the whip on the way into training.
Philly Forsey, did Benteke play in that game? That's a good question. I don't remember if he did.
I mean, I could look that up pretty quickly.
Yeah, let me look at the lineup. Well, I mean,
when you look at teams like Crystal Palace, though, right? I mean, do you look at them and think that's a top 10 team or no?
I do not, but every time I watch, Benteke did not play this game, by the way. But every time I watch Crystal Palace, I'm like, yo, you need to free my man's Wilfred Zaha. All right.
He's up there in age now, too. Like, this is his last, not his last, but he's hitting his peak.
Yeah. How old is he? He is, put this age on
26, 27.
Bro, man. Wasn't he rumored to go to Arsenal a couple years ago?
This summer.
Yeah.
Remember they put the sign up at the club? Somebody put the script up?
Yeah, dude. It's I mean, he's such a good player. It's so tough to see a really good player.
He's 28. Man's is past his prime.
I relax. Past
27 is the peak. Hey, I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't have years left.
I'm just saying when you say past his prime, that means if you're 27 and that's the peak, the drop off is not 27 and you
if
know,
your
one
prime
day.
Is 27. Then at 28, you passed it. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
What if your prime lasts for a long time, lasts for 2-3 years?
Okay, and maybe his will. I mean, the way he plays, it's tough. He went to Manchester United for like half a year. Remember that?
I do not remember that.
Yeah, dude, Manchester United bought him, and they were like, psych.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at his career, playing Premier League career. But he has – okay, look. Oh, so he was – at Manchester, loaned to Cardiff, and then brought back to Manchester, but he didn't play any games.
Well,
if I remember correctly,
Manchester United bought him and kept him at Crystal Palace for like half a season, the rest of the season. Then they brought him in. He played like 2 or 3 games and didn't, or like maybe he played like an EFL Cup kind of thing, and it didn't go well. So they sent him off to Cardiff, where he played really well. And then they brought him back, and he stunk again. So then they sold him like a year later.
I mean, you say he played really well. He got 0 goals in at Cardiff.
But at the time he was much more of like a young kind of a I don't want to say like a speedy winger, but he was like the guy who cut in.
Okay,
like he was feeding a lot. He was feeding a lot. But I mean, you saw the glimpses of that he showed at Crystal Palace as a kid. He was a kid at Crystal Palace.
Okay.
Moyes didn't like him. Why? Because he played well? Get out of here. Although Moyes doing well. Moyes doing better than Arteta. Artetas. I'm never going to stop saying it.
Plural?
I hope he got twins, bro. Well, actually, one is always bigger than the other.
Oh, okay. That's pretty standard. They're fraternal. He's fraternal. Fraternal Artetas. Anyway.
For those of you who get what we're saying, it's super funny and super childish.
The one other thing I wanted to also talk about, this is not Premier League specific, but this is about... former Premier League player, Kieran Trippier. Is it Trippier or Trippier?
No, it is Trippier.
Trippier. I know he's obviously English. I just wanted to make sure.
It's like a Tekashi lyric. I get Trippier with my blicky.
Yep. All right. I hope. Do we got a big Tekashi audience in the chat right now?
I hope not. No snitches.
But Kieran Trippier is banned. He is getting banned by
from all football.
Pretty much UEFA for a betting scandal. I don't know.
All football, not just UEFA. All football.
Yo, you can't even play in your back garden, bro.
FIFA's like, yo, no, hey. If he kicks like a pillow over, hey, whoa. Easy, the band.
Okay. So it's interesting. There was it's weird because I got an alert on my phone from The Athletic with the article about it, and I started reading it, and then I stopped in the middle of it because I went to go walk Nutmeg, and then when I went to go back to The Athletic to look for the article, I couldn't find it, which is strange. I could have totally been me, but it did feel like, did they take down the article for some reason? Because I literally could not find it. Anyway.
Didn't they do this the other week? Like they posted, like, sorry, we published an article in error.
Yeah, and that was about Inter Miami, I believe. Yeah. Tenorio.
About the coach getting fired. Yeah, yeah,
about
yeah.
the coach getting fired or whatever. But I don't know. I didn't read the original article, so I don't know if they put something up and took it down, or if it's still up there and they just like amended it. Anyway, so I'm reading the article about. So I didn't get the exact details. If anybody knows exactly what he did, because people discovered it from, I think it's like 2017 when he was at Tottenham, but now is when he's getting the suspension. But 10 weeks, that's a long time, right? He's getting fined £70,000, and I'm sure he's not getting paid for those 10 weeks as well.
I mean, I think it's in his contract. I think you do get paid. I don't think you, get banned, I don't think they can stop paying you.
That's a good question. I mean, but it would suck to have to pay a player when they can't, when they are not eligible to play, wouldn't it?
I mean, you got to pay them when they're injured, right?
An injury and them betting on.
Right. You're right. No, you're right. An injury is stupid because it threatens your career. This is just a nice little relaxation.
It's worse because he's played every single minute for Atletico this season. And when I was reading the article, apparently Atletico still feels that they can play him because they weren't told about the suspension, like, or they weren't informed either at some reason.
They're doing that thing with two fingers in the air going, la.
But that was, they're kind of fighting back on it. I think he's obviously a very important player, but I think Atletico's trying to get this overturned.
I mean, I would do the same thing, right? That's a long time to miss.
Very much so. The one thing that I like is, Trippier is, there aren't, and it makes me also think about how many English players leave the country to play anywhere else, play in any other country.
It's happening more, but it's rare. Back like 3 years ago, it was super rare.
Because this is why I get frustrated when people are like, you know, when there's a foreign player that goes to play in England and everybody's like, oh, you know, with Bielsa, why doesn't Bielsa speak English? He's been here, whatever. But it's like, yo, these English players never go anywhere else to.
Yeah.
And look at, and one example is like Gareth Bale, who didn't, who just like, same thing. He just like.
He went to Spain. He just didn't play.
He didn't bother to learn. But that's like the one thing where there isn't. I get that there's a lot of opportunity in England, and getting to the Premier League is most money and blah, blah, blah. But the fact that English players are not willing to take, you know, their chance in other countries, I think says a lot about the English player, and I think it hurts their development and growth.
Well, Gareth Bale's not as Welsh, not an English, yes, but you know what? I mean, he's British, and I think he means British player. But I think it's just to me, it's like a weakness in the English, you know, culture of like they're just not interested in going to other countries. Not obviously everyone, but like players are just like, they up until recently they viewed it like, why would we go elsewhere? We have the greatest league of all time right here. And it's like, well, you know, look at Jadon Sancho. There was another player, I can't remember, who went to Werder Bremen. I can't remember his name, but there were other players who left who were like, I found some success. Even in one of the things, I saw a video about this on YouTube, like Jack Harrison was mentioned, you know, like, look, he went to the U.S. He got it. He played in MLS. He played with Frank Lampard. And when he came back, Frank Lampard had so many nice things and positive things to say about him. Teams wanted to give him another look. And it's like, well, there you go. You know, sometimes it works.
The other thing I want to mention, I had seen this from Goal on Twitter. Former Arsenal manager Unai Emery has guided Villarreal to a club record run of 19 games without defeat. Did he deserve more time at the Gunners? Mm-hmm. I mean, look, the man is thriving. Was it him, or was it really just Arsenal?
Turns out. Turns out it was us the whole time. I forget what show was. I think it might be British. It might be the dude from IT Crowd who said Matthew Berry, I think it was, where he was like, nope, it's not me. It's you. You know, he was breaking up with someone, the character.
A couple other things. I'm reminded on Reddit. Messi broke the record for most goals scored for a single club. He tops Pelé.
Who did?
Lionel Messi.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, yeah, over the weekend.
Well, what a time to leave. Go to PSG, huh?
Obviously an incredible... does it take anything away from what Pelé did, right? Because everybody said that, Pelé didn't even... He wasn't even playing against... You know, he's like farmers. They always say the same thing about like
the game was different back then, but the goal size has been the same. You know, the ball's gotten a little lighter. You know what I mean? I don't know. Goalkeepers have also gotten better. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's but also strikers have gotten better. It's hard for me to associate because like it's starting to happen now with Jordan, where people are like, oh, Jordan, he played in a different league. Like he couldn't do it. Like he did stuff like he fouled. If he played in LeBron's league, it would be tougher. And other people like, no, if LeBron played in Jordan's league, he wouldn't be able to go to the rim as much and yada, yada, you know. So people have these arguments all the time. For the eras they're in, I think what this means is that the only thing you have against Messi is his inability to win a World Cup. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he has everything else that makes him a legend. It's his inability to win a World Cup so far. He does have at least one more shot at it. I can't imagine he has two, but he definitely got one more shot.
Yeah. Bordemar, I just want to go back to when Emery said, he said, Emery's style suits... What that says sweets, but suits Spain better than England.
I don't know. I think he'd say it's pretty sweet.
And gymnastics said, just jumped on. Did I miss the Christian/Nutmeg lookalike makeover?
Thank you. All right.
When you let the braids out, okay, we got to bring the bounce. All right. Bounce with me. All right.
Could you? I was thinking about this with Messi. I would love to hear what you think. It turns out we have a show. Great time to ask. So Barcelona is a Nike manufacturer jersey, right? Messi is an Adidas athlete, right? Supposedly he's going to go to PSG. Now, I know there's rumors of this kind of stuff happening, but if you're Nike, that's the only way you could really still keep Messi in your sort of sphere, right? Because people got to buy your jersey to get Messi's name on it. They can't go buy an Adidas jersey with his name on it.
Yeah.
Right? So do you think Nike in some way is trying to keep tethered to Messi and maybe is pulling some strings to be like, yo, Messi, Jordan brand is starting to make a big push into the soccer world? Do you think maybe that's Nike saying like, hey, we got to keep Messi. It's the only way we have access to Messi.
Okay. Look, yeah, I would not be surprised. Corporations always win and are trying to get their hands in, athletes that can bring them some money. I don't know where... they will,
because if you're Adidas, you probably want him in an Adidas jersey, right? Now, just thinking off the top of my head, some Adidas teams that could use him, Arsenal. There you go. There's one of the
Cooligans. I would like him as the third Cooligan. I'll be honest. I think he could bring. He has a lot to offer. Okay, I think anybody, any business, will. If we got Messi to hold up a Cooligan sticker, I mean, literally, our lives will change tomorrow.
Instantly, you know.
Even if it's him throwing it in the trash, like, what is this garbage? Yeah.
He can't get it off his finger. And we're like, come on, just two more seconds. This is millions of dollars in sponsorship. Now we know what we got to do. Now, if we ever see Messi, we got to slap a stick on his back without telling him, you know?
I wanted to look up the standings in La Liga. And Barcelona finally climbing up. They weren't doing very well. They're in fifth at the moment, but they were having a tough go those first couple games, getting four losses for a Barcelona team already is pretty shocking.
They're in fifth place. You don't expect them to see them there.
Yeah. Okay. I think, is there anything else that we may have missed out?
Yeah, chat, let us know. Is there something we forgot to talk about?
Yeah, Bormar just had 10 subs and you get the Messi cam.
Yeah, yeah, dude. got- It's just him in Nutmeg's playpen. He's like, I want to get up. This is not right.
He can't reach over it, you know? Yeah, all right. Messi's short jokes. All right.
Let's go.
He's had it coming for too long. All right.
Nick Leishman said, CCL, listen to our episode that came out today. We already talked about it and we recorded a segment at the end.
Yes. So we recapped the game. So, yeah, the podcast is up right now. Definitely go check that out. Okay.
S-Box said he could hold the Furbo. He does got thumbs. He's just shaking it. He's like, I don't know, dude. The dog wants the treats.
What was I going to say? Oh, did you see Mesut Ozil did a Q&A today on Twitter?
I did. And I saw Christine Kupo just put like, why are we so bad?
Why didn't he answer that one?
I don't know.
He did answer as far as what's going on with Arsenal. He said, somebody asked, are you happy in Arsenal? He said, it's a very difficult time for everyone around the club, not just for me. The situation is frustrating for everyone. Of course, I wish I could help the team, especially right now. But as long as I don't get the chance, I just hope we get better results very soon again.
He is a master politician, man.
He is. Yeah, he's just saying all the right things.
He's handled this from a publicity standpoint. From what we see, he's handled this beautifully,
graciously. Okay, he's coming out clean out of Arsenal. It doesn't matter. Like literally, it could be explosions and fire on him. He's just like literally no ash on him. He's
none.
Like, just doing fine.
Like the blonde girl from Game of Thrones when she walks out the fire. You know,
it's Khaleesi. Okay.
Okay, there you go.
RCAB said, did anyone ask if he'll join NYCFC? I'm fascinated. I mean, we talked about Alex Ring and the whole thing and what NYCFC is going to do as far as like who they have to sign somebody to really just appease a fan base that is like that kind of doesn't understand what led to the decision of getting rid of their captain. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. Is Mesut Ozil the type of player NYCFC needs?
Find me a team where that answer is no. In MLS.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, a creative midfielder, but not really the best on defense. And in MLS, I mean, we saw it with Pirlo. He was a regista, does all the creative and everything, but too many times just did not play enough defense and that led to a lot of losses. So that's why I asked that question.
I mean, the only thing I could say is he seems like someone who doesn't, you know, he's not the most attentive when it comes to training. You know what I mean? So of the teams where I think he would make a bigger difference, probably at like an LA Galaxy, depending on how they want to play. They seem like a much more simpler style of soccer. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Go. Speak on it, Alexis.
I'm trying to say like people that have like Caleb Porter would be somewhat frustrated. He's like, you're not doing the things on the board. And Ozil's like, fam, I'm wearing sunglasses. I can't see the board.
We didn't get to talk about it on the podcast, but because that hasn't really been announced yet. But Greg Vanney looks like he's going to be the coach for LA Galaxy. So when that's announced, we'll get into more detail of like what LA Galaxy will probably look like in the future. But this is, you know, this is the Prem show. All right?
Plus, I think if you're Mesut Ozil, you go home. I think you go to Turkey. It would be like a king coming home.
Okay. Not a bad suggestion. Okay. All right. I think we're good to go. I don't think there's... Oh, Robert Family said, did you talk about Juventus losing their first game? Italy title race looks to be exciting. Yeah, it was a red card from Cuadrado early in the game. And they couldn't figure it out. They lost to Fiorentina. I kind of forget this sometimes, but we met a lot of the Fiorentina the coaching staff and the players.
And the players, yeah.
Because when we hosted the House of Soccer for ICC in North Carolina, we got to It was
Arsenal versus Fiorentina. Fiorentina owned by the same dude who owns the Cosmos, Rocco Commisso.
So this is an interesting thing, and this is a good, like, I guess we didn't really expect this from our lives, like, to be able to, like, you know, meet, like, actual like, superstar footballers.
We always thought we would be, like, maced if we got near soccer players.
But when I remember, so I don't know, I don't watch much Serie A, right? And I don't know how many people watch, you know, Fiorentina fans. I mean, everyone there was there pretty much to see Arsenal. But when we met the Fiorentina players, I was like, yo, like, with all due respect, I know you're like a world-class, like, footballer. You made it.
Right.
I don't know who you are, fam.
You beat the odds. You made it all the way to the top. And I confuse you for someone who gets my luggage. Because they were just standing in front of me. I'm like, sir, excuse me. Oh, perdóname.
It was just such an awkward thing where I'm like, man, I know you're amazing. I wish I knew who you were and what you did. People are telling me, look, you're wearing the purple shirt. People are telling me you're somebody I should know, but I'm really sorry. I don't know who you are.
The problem also is not many of the Fiorentina players spoke English, so like they didn't really...
Yeah.
They didn't really, like, there wasn't, there, you know, ICC at the time wasn't picking a lot of those players to do, like, media stuff,
mm-hmm.
whereas Arsenal, all of them do, you know, by virtue of being in England. But also, the Fiorentina players, they look like they didn't bring whatever their bigger names either. But also, like, this is the thing about Serie A, and you could look at the standings, it's like a five-team league.
Yeah, this time around, it's weird to see Juve. I mean, what, they're sitting in sixth place,
one loss, and they're not even in Europa.
it's pretty wild.
The biggest surprise is Sassuolo.
Yeah. I mean, look, if a Sassuolo player came up to me, I would be like, excuse me, I need to get by. I really do not know much about what's going on over
if
there.
If you punch a Latin kid in the mouth and they bite their tongue and you say, how's your tongue? They say, Sassuolo.
Yeah, nice Sassuolo burn, bruh. Okay.
Got him.
They didn't even see it coming.
Over the coals, my G.
Oh, man. Robert from LA said, Alexis is an international man of travel. Just do some hand movements and you can get their life story. Oh, man. So, look, we try our best to be as informed as possible, but, you know, we're not those guys, all right? We're not doing all this research beforehand. And to our credit, they also, like, didn't tell us who was going to be there, you know, so we couldn't really prepare, but
To that point, like, when you do these things, like, people, and this is the problem, this is the double-edged sword of saying you're a comedian, right? When you're not a comedian and you're just a show host or something, a stage host or something host, they hand you all these documents with information on dossiers of people. Here's things you should know, bullet points. Comedians are like, you guys go up there and be funny. And we're like, who are you? You know, what do you do? You know?
Yeah, you just improvise. Whether it's, you know, a Fiorentina player, David Beckham, you just make the most of it while you're there. Okay. So, everybody, thank you again, everybody on Twitch. Thanks so much for hanging out on El Twitch. Trademarked. Do we got to trademark that? We have.
Bruh, it is now.
nobody try and trademark it.
Nick Lageman said, like, you would read the briefing, Alexis. Good point. Good point.
LCAB said, how about the FIFA 2011 or 2020 Best 11?
I did not see that.
I did see it. We can go through it real quick. And that'll be the how we wrap up the show. Samantha Oops. Thank you for the follow. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Oops. Is that what it is?
Hula hoops. I don't know.
Alfonso Davies is on it. Very nice. Virgil van Dijk, not bad. Messi, there you go. Joshua Kimmich, that's a surprise one, no?
I mean, let me bring up the, bring up the list here.
It should just be, whatchamacallit, it should just be Bayern Munich with Messi in it, right?
Lewandowski, obviously, Lucy Bronze, women's player, which I think was, there were other, who was... Who are the other finalists? I don't remember who it was, but I remember seeing, and I was a bit surprised with Lucy Bronze. I mean, look, I'm not watching.
Wait, the one I pulled up doesn't have her in it.
I mean, you can see it on the screen on my.
No, I can't. Remember?
Well, yeah, just let us know who was the finalist. Because I remember seeing it, and I'm like, I felt like it should have been somebody from NWO. So I don't watch what you call it? Women's Super League that WSL. Like week in, week out, but I do watch NWO a lot more. But
shouts to
so
Trent Alexander Arnold.
Bias. What?
Shouts to Trent Alexander Arnold for getting in there. You heard about the kid that from the kid from FC Dallas who just got sold?
Did he get sold? No, I think it's just the teams want him. They're like making offers.
But apparently there's a bit of a rush for him. People in England believe he's the next Trent Alexander Arnold.
Okay.
Which is, that's a huge.
Reynolds, right?
Reynolds. Huge honor.
Okay. Where is the, I just want to get the
Lewandowski got player of the year too. Didn't he get FIFA player of the year?
He did.
Yeah, which is kind of, you know, it's a shame he didn't get the Ballon d'Or because that's going to be a thing on his career. But
I'm using Bing. I can't find the best 11.
I mean, clearly. It must not be important because Bing is the greatest. We all know that.
Oh, it's FIFA Pro Best 11. Let me see.
It's the fifth pro, FIFPRO.
Yes. Okay, let's see. I'm using Wikipedia. Current. Is this? Will this be easy? No, this is not easy. Why isn't this easy?
You know, Bing is trying to make you a better Binger, dude, which is making you go out and find more.
Okay, here it is. Now I have the... Here we go. Found it. Yes. Alfonso Davies, De Bruyne, Thiago, Liverpool,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kimmich, Messi, Lewandowski, Ronaldo.
Alisson Becker.
Sergio Ramos. Virgil van Dijk. I mean, yeah. I mean, I see it. These are fine.
I can't argue with anyone on the list.
I mean, I believe, so Alfonso Davies is the first CONCACAF player ever on it. Is that correct?
Maybe.
If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Right? But I'm almost sure that is the case, that he's the first CONCACAF player in the World 11.
Mbappe, Sadio Mane, Messi, Kante, De Jong, De Bruyne, Robertson, De Ligt, Van Dijk, Alex Arnold, and Alisson. I guess those are all the people that were up for it.
I don't know. Don't know what that is.
That's what SVOGs put.
Breck Shea snub again from Robert from LA.
You know what? They don't want us to win, dude.
Haters. Okay. FIFA team of the year from RCAB. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us again. If you're listening to the podcast, obviously, join us on Twitch. If you'd like to be a part of the show, every Wednesday, 6 PM Eastern, El Twitch.
Let's go.
Or just Soccer Cooligans on Twitch. So find us and come through. We're having a lot of fun here. Some people are asking if we're going to do any Boxing Day watch-alongs. Maybe we should. We could flip through games. You know, there'd be a
that
bunch
might
of games
be dope.
You know?
Oh, Nero Nation said maybe Rafa Marquez in 2006.
We're getting a lot of Merry Christmases as well. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Shouts to everyone. Happy holidays.
Yeah, I am. Enjoy. Whatever the holiday looks like, whether it's with family, preferably probably without, big groups indoors, you know what I mean? Stay safe.
That's how I'm going to do it.
Yep. So everybody, thank you so much for joining us again, everybody on Twitch. We appreciate you. We love you. Always have a great time out here. The nutmeg emotes are coming through. And yeah, don't forget, feel free to subscribe for some, little out the door nutmeg cams if you want to see how, you know, what he's up to. So everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate you. With that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cool.